A task force has found that the Pentagon must share the blame for the 19 deaths that occurred in the truck bombing in Saudi Arabia last June. The panel concluded that despite a large body of intelligence indicating the possibility of a terrorist attack directed at military installations, U.S. troops were left vulnerable because the proper security measures were not applied. NPR's Martha Raddatz has a report.
From almost the moment the bomb exploded in Dahran last June, the Pentagon began blaming intelligence failures, calling the information fragmentary and inconclusive. But retired General Wayne Downing, the head of the task force investigating the bombing for the last 2.5 months, says that while intelligence may not have predicted the precise attack on Khobar Towers, commanders certainly knew it was a possibility.
Intelligence did provide warning of the terrorist threat to U.S. forces in Saudi Arabia. As a result, those responsible for force protection had both time and motivation to reduce vulnerabilities.
Yet that didn't happen to the degree it should. Downing's report points the finger specifically at the U.S. commander in Dahran, Brigadier General Terry Swalear. The report says that Khobar Towers was identified to General Swalear as one of the 3 highest priority soft targets in the region and was told of 5 possible terrorist scenarios, including a parked or abandoned car with a bomb that could be quite large. Instead, Swalear focused on a penetration of the military base, which led the panel to conclude that Swalear failed to take actions that could have mitigated the effects of other forms of terrorist attack. Downing had other criticisms as well. Instead of using state-of-the-art sensors, blast protectors, automated entry points, and cargo inspection devices, Swalear left his troops to depend largely on themselves for security.
Sentries, armed only with binoculars and their weapons, on 12-hour shifts in 120-degree-plus heat. Bomb dogs with an effectiveness of 15 to 30 minutes on guard on gates. Crude highway traffic control devices used as blast protection barriers.
Downing also found that Commander Swalear failed to coordinate with the Saudis to address areas of vulnerability and failed to raise these issues with his own superiors, specifically requests for money to pay for installing blast-resistant coating on windows. The report found that glass fragmentation injuries were a significant factor in 12 of the 19 deaths. Deputy Defense Secretary John White was with General Downing today when the results of the task force were released. While White admitted that the Pentagon must adopt a radically different mindset in response to terrorism, his comments focused largely on what the Pentagon has done to improve security since the bombing and even before.
At the Khobar Towers housing complex in Dahran, more than 130 steps were taken to improve security. These steps, combined with superb medical care after the attack, helped limit deaths from a bomb that Defense Department analysts now estimate may have been larger than 20,000 pounds.
But just minutes after White made that comment, retired General Downing begged to differ.
We believe that the Department of Defense estimate of a 20,000-pound bomb is inaccurate. Our estimates approximate the bomb size to be 3,000 to 8,000 pounds, most likely 5,000 pounds, not 20,000.
The distinction is important because that's another factor that the Pentagon talked about in the early days of the bombing, that the Defense Department was not prepared for such a large bomb. But Downing's report said that a background paper prepared months before the blast said even a 200-pound bomb could result in deaths. Deputy Secretary White was asked whether anyone should lose their job because of the failures. He said that wasn't why the task force was established.
Our focus here has been on the fact that terrorists killed these people. Americans didn't kill these airmen. Terrorists killed these airmen.
In a report to President Clinton, which accompanies the Downing report, however, Defense Secretary William Perry said that the Air Force has been given disciplinary review authority and court-martial convening authority regarding any actions or omissions by Air Force personnel associated with the Khobar Towers bombing. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.